I think I'll start by thanking the devotees from ISKCON Hyderabad for hosting this function, you and everybody, because the devotees that are receiving initiation are not part of ISKCON Hyderabad. But because they visit here, they're here, so thank you on behalf of everyone. I think I'd like to speak on three main things, primarily focusing on what we call in ISKCON, Prabhupada called in ISKCON, second initiation, because there are two devotees here who are going to receive second initiation, and with that second initiation carry on some valuable service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote an essay describing what we're doing here today. And the essay is entitled Pancha Sangskara. In the Vedic process, there are 10 primary sangskaras, or stages of the soul passing through different conditions of life. Like sandhi, where there's before the night ends and the morning begins, there's dawn. Or before the morning ends and the afternoon begins, there's midday. Each of those are sandhi. Or the day begins and ends and the night begins, another. So those points of transition are very important. In Vedic culture, they're very important. And the purpose of what we're doing is to create that impression or sangskar so that the soul's journey to the next situation is auspiciousness is invoked, an impression is made to assist the soul to go further. Now, this one is the most important, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, because it's the connection of the soul with disciplic succession, at least the first initiation is that specifically. And with second initiation, this is the Vedic process where five main things are occurring. Bhaktisiddhanta divided that process into first initiation, Harinam, Diksha, then Gayatri Diksha. But when you fuse together those two, five elements are present, which are all here. The first of the five that's described is tapa. In some traditions, in Sri Vaishnava traditions, that tapa is the symbols of Vishnu are branded onto the shoulder with a hot piece of metal. Ouch. Tapa. Indicating this body belongs to Vishnu. Of course, the body already belonged to Vishnu, but the formal acknowledgement of that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very lenient. He didn't require that one. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, the tapa is regret. That is, back that way, in my previous existence, so much time was wasted. See, we three elderly personalities who, taking a quick look over that way, as far as transcendental activity of life is concerned, not sufficient. But, so, whatever activity has not been exclusively directed or striving to exclusively direct activity to the personality of Godhead, that regret for that not proper use of time or human form of life. Okay, we're going to fast forward while the doors are open. Mohana Mataji, just because of time, you can just pay obeisances right here. We're going to do vows right now. This is out of order, out of sequence, but it's in order because it must be before the deities. So you're going to take initiation vows right now. Are you ready? Okay. Mohana is Sri Ram's mother. Just, you're right here. You're good. You're good. You're very good. By, this is not uncommon where the son or daughter go for their higher education, they meet devotees, they become devotees. And they come back and associate with their parents, and their parents go, wow, this is really nice, I'd like to become a devotee. That's what's happened. Already devotional, but the practices and so forth. So I'll say more, but I'll speak quickly. So your formal initiation is right now. We'll have the yajna in a bit, but the vows are, on these beads you'll chant how many rounds every day? At least 16. And the rules that you'll follow? Okay. Good. Okay. Okay, fantastic. And for the balance of your life, you'll try very carefully to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Yes. Okay. Your initiated name is Mohini Dasi. Mohana becomes Mohini. So this was done just so that you're before the deities, you're taking vows before Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Hare Krishna. So, back to the discussion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Pancha Sangskara, the first being of the five, first being tapa. And at the time of initiation, one gets Kunti Mala. So we have this practice in ISKCON. As soon as you start practicing Krishna consciousness, you get Kunti Mala. But at Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, that wasn't the practice. Here's a little historical incident. There was a time when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was living in Puri, and in the Sri Ballabha Gardens, he was speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam every day. And there was one Babaji. Forget his name, Radha Mohan or something like that, who was very respected by everyone and a very elevated personality. And he took objection because here's this person, government officer, not wearing Kunti Mala, not having tilak, speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. So he started speaking against Bhaktivinoda Thakur taking that position and advised other people to don't go and hear from him because. And the Babaji became stricken with a very serious illness as a reaction against Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to know. He didn't take offense at what the man was saying, the Babaji was saying. He was concerned about his difficulty. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur personally went and cared for him and prescribed the medicine to cure his illness. And then through associating directly with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he could understand his exalted position. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained to him, the reason that I'm not wearing tilak and neck beads is I'm not yet initiated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not indicated to me who is my spiritual master yet. So I don't have Kunti Mala and tilak. So at initiation and henceforward in your lives, you unless there's some dire circumstance that prevents it, you wear neck beads and tilak. So that's neck beads is a second. The tilak, udvam purdra, the tilak that goes in an upward direction as opposed to the other kind. That's Vaishnava. It may be this, that, the other type, according to Sampradaya. This is our Sampradaya type of tilak. And a deity is, worship of a deity is then entrusted to the initiate. Either the guru gives Shalagram Shila, or in our case, commonly worship of the deity in the temple. So that's what these devotees, Dinadayal and Kanaka Manjri, will be doing pronto. They're getting trained in Tirupati for under Revati Raman Prabhu's guidance, how to do deity worship appropriate for their situation. And that's the service that they're going to be doing for a good part of the remainder of their life, Krishna permitting. And the fifth that Bhaktivinoda Thakura mentions is name, the giving of a name. So it appears that during Bhaktivinoda Thakura's time, there was not first initiation, second initiation, rather that the revolutionary preacher, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, created these two, which Prabhupada follows, which we follow. And very interesting, especially because the giving of Harinam Diksha follows more closely the Pancharatrika system. Without getting into the detail, there's two systems, Vaidika system and Pancharatrika system. And the Pancharatrika system is based on Shravanam Kirtanam, like the Bhagavat system is a Pancharatrika system. But where the area of worship is involved within Bhagavat Dharma, there are principles established. So Harinam Diksha is taken from there. And then Bhaktisiddhanta had the second initiation. So first initiation is to prepare one, purify, qualify one for this second initiation, which then entitles one to worship the deity, form of the Lord. Prior to that, deity worship on where there's installed deities in a temple is not permitted. So that's what's happening here, this initiation. They will receive their Gayatri mantras. There are two nice verses I'd like to speak very briefly about. Yatha kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasa vidhanataha tatha diksha vidhanena dvijatvam jayate nranam. Prabhupada quotes this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the diksha is being defined or described. In that explanation describing what diksha is, it's compared to the process of alchemy. You know what is alchemy? Never heard of alchemy, right? Alchemy is a mystical process whereby base metal can be transformed to gold. That would be a nice process, right? In medieval Europe, they experimented in it. It was called the alchemy. But in the Vedic process, it was already known, alchemy, taking base metal and from base metal by alchemy process making gold. In the verse is the word rasa, which is different than the word rasa. Rasa means mercury, or sometimes called quicksilver, because it moves and it's silver. So quicksilver, rasa. The system Prabhupada described in one lecture that I heard, yogis that were very good at alchemy, they learned how to do this. Something like Lord Shiva swallowing the ocean of poison. They would swallow mercury, only not swallow it, hold it in their throat. Because if you swallow it, you're dead. So they learned how to hold it in their throat somehow. And at night they'd take some mercury. In the morning, when they passed water, they would pass water on base metal and it would become gold. That's what it's referring to. Yata. Yata means as this, and then tata means like that. Yata kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasavidanataha. By process of alchemy, use of quicksilver, mercury, base metal becomes gold. Similarly, tata diksha vidanena. By following the vidhis of diksha, which we're doing, then dvijatvam jayate nirnam. One becomes twice born. Something that's ordinary becomes extraordinary. As base metal becomes gold, similarly, as an ordinary conditioned soul, by the divine process of diksha, something that's ordinary becomes extraordinary. One becomes twice born. So first born is mother and father, and second born is Vedas, the mother, and spiritual master, the father, by the process that we're just now doing. And included in the process is receiving of the mantra, which leads into the next verse I wanted to describe. In this verse, it's also found in it's found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's also presented in Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandarbha, where the definition of initiation is given. So there's two parts. Divyam Gyanam, that's one part. Transcendental knowledge. Divyam Gyanam Yato Dadyat. Transcendental knowledge is imparted. Dadyat. Kuryat Papa Shasangshaya. Papa, or sinful reaction, is eradicated. Samshaya, without a doubt. Tasmat dikshati sa prokta deshikais tatpakovidai. Learned persons in the Vedic system explain that diksha is a process whereby these two things happen. Divyam jnanam is imparted and sins are relieved. When we come to the part of the ceremony where grains are thrown into the fire, that's the ceremonial part of sins being placed in the fire. The fire representing the mouth of the Supreme Lord. And he is accepting. The initiates are becoming relieved. Clean slate. And the Divyam Gyanam, this is like a nice topic. It's discussed here and there in our society. According to the Sandarbhas, it's the mantra that possesses transcendental knowledge, and when the mantra is given and when the mantra is received, it's the mantra potency that relieves ignorance and gives transcendental knowledge. There's a giver of the mantra, but it's the mantra. It's Krishna. Krishna delivers the conditioned soul to the position of this transcendental realm of being in contact with Krishna. Krishna gives Krishna. So the spiritual master gives the mantra, but it's a service. The important part of the role that the spiritual master plays is that he's authorized to do so, authorized by his spiritual master, not similarly by the disciplic succession. Using Prabhupada's term, the current link, the spiritual master, current link, is representing the chain of disciplic succession, or line of disciplic succession, acting in an authorized manner, performing what we're doing right now, initiation, diksha. And in this way, divyam gyanam, through the mantra, is imparted, and sins are being eradicated through the contact with, just as we were discussing in the morning class, the subject matter that Narada was explaining to Vyas. The process that he was following was such that he became completely purified. By the process that he was following, the process was given by qualified persons, and the process that he was following, it was chanting of mantra and meditation and so forth. Contact with Krishna made him purified. The deliverer of that process is essential. In that same purport where these verses are discussed, Prabhupada speaks of the absolute requirement for initiation. Sometimes people ask, is it necessary? In this long purport that in which these verses are found, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the chanting of the holy name is independent. Krishna is not dependent. And the holy name is Krishna. So, just chant Hare Krishna. That's sufficient. That's sufficient provided you have very, very special qualification. Like Shukadev Goswami had very special qualification. We don't have any indication that he received initiation. He was very specially qualified. He heard from Vyas, his father. So implied is, unless we're qualified like Shukadev Goswami, we require initiation. And in this process of initiation, these things are taking place. Divyam Gyanam is imparted and sins are being eradicated so that we can go forward, continuing to cultivate as Narada, as a small boy in his previous life, was continuing to cultivate Krishna consciousness. And antakale, at the time of death, like lightning and illumination occurs simultaneously. He gave up his body and achieved his spiritual body and was engaged in eternal service to Krishna. So that's our destination. That's our objective. So we can go on to the rest of the yajna.